Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sharni Cohen, registered dietitian and a spokesperson for the Association for Dietetics in South Africa. Sharni, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Sharni, thanks for making time to chat to us. So this topic has really got me interested. So I am a type 2 diabetic and I'm on insulin. So many years ago, if I had to have been drinking tea, could that have helped me with my diabetes in the early days?
Well, there's a study that's just come out and has caused quite a bit of controversy. Some excitement for some and some dread for others. This result come out and basically said that the more black tea, green tea, oolong tea that you drink, the lower your risk for diabetes. And they're reporting in the study that you can actually decrease your risk for diabetes by 17%. Is it true or not? Well, I don't think I quite have the sturdy answer for you. I think in this study, what they've confused is that tea is a healthier drink than many other drinks. Other drinks being sugary, harmful drinks like cold drinks, fizzy drinks, Coke, Fanta, Sprite. And I think what they're trying to allude to in the study is that drinking more tea instead of these harmful drinks can decrease your risk with type 2 diabetes or, you know, manage your sugar control better. I'm not quite convinced yet that it's the tea itself.
Yeah, I must admit, when I read the study, and the study basically, for our listeners, at basically CNN, they're saying drinking black, green, or colong tea might have more benefits than a little energy boost. A certain amount could reduce risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So this is what the study is saying. So yeah, I get that, I must admit. I think we all need to drink. If you had to have, obviously, tea as opposed to sugary or just fruit juices full of fructose, I suppose it would be a healthier option. Okay, so let's take a step back. Different types of tea, right? And your health. Is tea healthier, firstly, than coffee with caffeine?
Well, in the study, what they're alluding to is that black tea, green tea, oolong tea have a compound called polyphenols. Polyphenols are antioxidants. We also find polyphenols in some other foods. We find it in berries. We find it in dark chocolate. And for those wine lovers, we also find it in red wine. And so we basically find it through certain plant-based foods. And they are thought and found to boost digestion, boost brain health, protect against heart disease, protect against type 2 diabetes and even certain cancers. And the reason why they do this is because they're thought to reduce any inflammation. Inflammation is known to be the root cause of many chronic illnesses. So now we know that polyphenols are a beneficial compound, and we know that they are found in tea. So tea can definitely be a healthy drink of choice. The only advice I would give to any type 2 diabetes listeners is just to make sure that it's unsweetened tea, meaning that they're not adding any honey or any sugar to their tea. And in that case, tea can definitely be a good fluid or beverage choice.
I suppose it's if you're not a tea lover, I'm not a tea lover. I'll have the odd rooibos or something. But yeah, tell me, obviously in tea, so here's an interesting question. Caffeine, do you get caffeine also in certain types of tea?
Definitely. You get caffeine in black tea, green tea, and oolong tea. You don't find caffeine in rooibos tea or other herbal teas. I did a talk for Chai FM a few weeks ago in the morning, and we were speaking about if tea is a good substitute for water. And the reason why black tea or green tea or oolong tea isn't a good substitute for water is because it contains that caffeine. And caffeine is a diuretic, which as soon as you drink that cup of tea, you're rushing off to the bathroom to pass it all out. So it unfortunately doesn't replenish or hydrate you, which is why it's not a good substitute for water because of that caffeine. But rooibos tea doesn't contain any caffeine, and that's why rooibos tea is sometimes even a better option to go for because it can hydrate you.
So what you're saying in the ideally is I should be drinking black rooibos, unsweetened, and no milk.
You can have a dash of milk. I'm not that strict.
And tell me, okay, and our coffee as opposed to tea. So if one has just one or two cups of coffee a day, how good or how bad is that now, for example, full of caffeine?
A little bit of coffee has actually been shown to be quite beneficial in health terms. The reason being is that caffeine helps to speed up your metabolism. So for any listeners trying to lose weight a little bit and speed up their metabolism, those one or two cups of coffee are actually doing you quite good.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that. Okay, I'm really pleased. And lastly, obviously, sweetener, a no-no.
Sweetener, again, also quite a controversial topic. Funny that you asked, because I was doing quite a bit of research about it yesterday. Research does sometimes say that sweetener can cause cancer. Now, if you dive a bit deeper into those scientific journals, what they actually find is it causes cancer in rats. Rats, unfortunately, have an enzyme which makes them more prone to causing cancer. And so we can't really compare humans to rats. So it hasn't yet been found to cause any cancer. I definitely do think that sweetener is a safer substitute to sugar. I do think we know that sugar causes diabetes. We know that sugar can cause weight gain. We know that sugar can cause inflammation. And so I would definitely recommend to all of my patients to swap out sugar for sweetener, or better yet, try and train your taste buds, train your brain to enjoy unsweetened things.
Okay. Unfortunately, Shani, we are out of time. Shani Cohen, registered dietitian and spokesperson for the Association for Dietetics in South Africa. Thank you for just giving us a bit more insight into fluids, particularly tea, what to take in during the day.